One of the deadliest battles in the conflict in Ukraine is over. Hundreds of Ukrainian soldiers who defended a steel plant in Mariupol for weeks have surrendered. They're now being held in Russian-occupied territory in the east of Ukraine. NPR's Jason Beaubien is in Kharkiv in Ukraine with the latest. Jason, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Anthony.
So what's the latest with the situation at the steel plant in Mariupol? Are all the Ukrainian soldiers out?
No, it is our understanding that there are still more troops inside and there are efforts going on to try to negotiate the release of more of them. But 264 have been released. We're understanding about 50 of them were injured. They've all been moved, as you mentioned, into this rebel-controlled part of Ukraine that had been controlled by separatists prior to the invasion, and now it's sort of fully controlled by Russia.
Right. And what do we know about how this surrender came about?
So it was a negotiation between the Russian forces and the Ukrainian forces, and the Red Cross was also involved and the UN. But Ukraine, basically, their top military officials said, this mission is over. You guys, it's time to save the lives of as many personnel as possible. President Zelensky called it a very difficult day. But it clearly took international cooperation to make this deal happen.
Right. And just to be clear, Jason, are these Ukrainians who got out, are they now considered prisoners of war, or what happens next?
Yeah, so they're not calling them prisoners of war here in Ukraine. They're calling them heroes of the nation. But basically, they are prisoners of war. They're now being held by the Russians, and the Ukrainian military is talking about entering into negotiations to come up with a swap to trade them for Russian soldiers who are being held here on Ukrainian soil.
Quite a story. Jason, tell me about Kharkiv, where you are now. This is a city that sustained very heavy Russian bombardment for a long time. I understand that Ukrainian soldiers have now pushed Russian forces out from the city. What's the situation there?
Yeah, I mean, this has also been an amazing battle here for Kharkiv. After the initial invasion in February 24th, Russian troops immediately attempted to surround Kharkiv. They used cruise missiles to come slamming straight into the middle of the city. That led to hundreds of thousands of people pulling out. And since then, for the last 10 weeks or so, Russian troops have been right up on the edges of the city, bombarding these mainly the residential housing complexes that are on the outskirts of Kharkiv. Finally, after a real push from the Ukrainians, they managed to push them back to the point where those artillery shells can't reach as effectively as they had before. It used to be that they were just pounding the city day in and day out. And the incredible thing is that things are starting to come back to life. Yesterday, the public transit system restarted.
Amazing.
This is being hailed as a real bright spot. Most people here don't have cars. Most people rely on public transit, and being able to have those buses and trolleys out on the roads again is a really significant step. I talked to Dmitry Lapovoy. He's the head of the trolley depot number 2, which is where a lot of the electric buses go out of. He's basically saying that so many of their vehicles were damaged because they were sitting outside in these open transit yards, that the shrapnel, the blast waves just blew out all the windows, and they've run out of spare window glass.
Да, ну будем ставить, да, где-то и ставим уже. Много сейчас ездит и троллейбусов, и автобусов с куском фанеры, да, ну что делать?
Yeah, you can see some buses already on the streets with a piece of plywood or something like that. We are improvising here because what else can you do?
What else can you do, indeed? Jason, what about elsewhere in the city? I mean, do people have access to food? I mean, are basic city services functioning?
So things are really coming back to life slowly. The grocery stores do have food, but many people haven't been working for the last 11 weeks. A lot of them have been sheltering in bomb shelters. There has been a severe lack of food in some areas because deliveries weren't going to the stores there, and those grocery stores were completely shut down. And as we mentioned, public transit wasn't operating, so they couldn't get to the stores that were open. It's been amazing. I've been here almost a week. the change that has happened just in the last few days is remarkable. It felt like a ghost town when we first got here. Today, people are out on the street, people are waiting at bus stops. There's a lot more traffic going around, even though the traffic lights aren't working, which is making things a little bit chaotic. One guy was opening up a cafe today. All of the windows in his cafe, including sort of the glass where they have the pastries, was all shattered in those, you know, those spider webs. You could see where shrapnel had hit it. And he said, well, our windows might be shattered, but we are not shattered. And he was thankful to be out there serving coffee again for the first time since this invasion back in February.
All right, that's NPR's Jason Beaubien talking to us from Kharkiv about the Battle of Kharkiv, which at least for now appears to have been won by the Ukrainians. Jason Beaubien, thank you so much.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Anthony.